Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, yesterday I got my first CSA, Community Supported Agriculture, basket of fresh veggies, and that just said, oh, we got to talk about what you put on all those fresh veggies, especially all those greens, all kinds of greens, or any salad that you make. And one recommendation is to just use enough dressing to kind of cover, not barely cover each of the leaves, but not so much that you have some of it left in the bottom of the bowl. And occasionally I've seen people put so much dressing on, I think they're eating it they're making their salad, so they eat the dressing and the greens are just sort of a, by the way, they're there too. And over the years, the last few years, I've learned that I really like to make salad dressing. Now, I know it's really handy to open the refrigerator door, and there you have that bottle that you've taken off the shelf in the grocery store. And there are many great choices there. In fact, you can learn some things by looking at the variety that's there. But it's really simple to make a vinaigrette. And it's fairly light. There are not many calories involved, although there are. The basic part of any vinaigrette is an oil. I really got interested in the variety of oils when I visited a store in Des Moines, and I guess this is a little bit of a commercial, but not really, because I'm sure there are other stores. It's called Allspice, and the unique thing about it to me, and like I say, there are probably others around the country, where you can taste little bitty cups, and you can taste the vinegar and taste the oil, and there are many flavors to choose from. Absolutely amazing, the variety of flavors to choose from. But you have lots of choices in your hometown store too. In addition to a really great olive oil, that's the basis for almost any vinaigrette. You know, use a good extra virgin olive oil. You might look at the shelf the next time you're there, take an extra few seconds. Wouldn't even take a minute to see, is there walnut oil, sesame oil, hazelnut oil, and of course there's canola oil that can also be used, depending on the kind of flavors that you want, and then you can start experimenting. Now, one thing about oil, and you either need to use it up or put it in the refrigerator, and it never hurts to put it in the refrigerator. Some of the oils you'll find when you put them in the fridge are going to turn to solid there, and so you'll have to kind of let them warm up a little bit to get them back to the oil stage, depending on the kind of oil you're using. Now, vinegar, on the other hand, again, lots and lots of choices to choose from. I'm guessing nearly everybody has basic apple cider vinegar, just a basic vinegar in their cupboard for one purpose or another. They might use it to clean with or as well as to cook with. But again, there's a wide variety of vinegars available. Probably red wine vinegar is one of the kind of ordinary common ones that could be used in a vinaigrette. But vinegar can be left on the shelf forever. Does not need to be put in the refrigerator and will not get old. Just, isn't that amazing? There are not very many things that we can put on our pantry shelves that don't need to be replaced after a bit of time. So those are the two basics, oil and vinegar. Proportion is important. They're usually, but it's up to your taste. You know, tasting is kind of that's the choice making. 50-50, half-half vinegar oil, probably not going to be too good. That's going to be really tart. You could almost use it for pickling. Better to have a proportion of maybe 4 parts oil to 1 part vinegar, or depending on the kind of vinegar and your taste, maybe 3 parts oil and 1 part vinegar. One chef has said, somebody who has written a popular book and teaches cooking classes, etc., says a cook should be a miser with the vinegar, a prodigal with the oil, and whisk like the very devil. Now, that's one chef's take. Another one says, in terms of the whisking part, that it's sometimes too much whisking or beating of extra virgin olive oil makes olive oil turn bitter. Okay, so do a little experimenting yourself. And again, your taste buds are the ones that are going to tell you whether you're going to like it or not. In terms of other ingredients, you've got the two basics, oil and vinegar, and depending on those two, that will kind of give you the basis for flavor. Could be very bland, but in the store that I went to, Allspice, there were so many choices of oils and vinegars, and when you put those combinations together, you really didn't need many other additions. One little hint is that if you add just a bit of mustard or dry mustard, mustard out of the jar, Dijon mustard, or a pinch of the dry mustard, sometimes when you shake it or whisk it, it'll keep that oil and vinegar mixed up a little bit better. But from there, just add what kinds of herbs do you have on your shelf? Basil, parsley, thyme, ginger. I mean, the list goes on and on of what you would like your dressing to taste like. And some other options include adding some kinds of fruits. You can even substitute. Remember that vinegar is the acid part of your mixture in a vinaigrette. You might substitute at least part orange juice or lemon juice or some other kind of juice. You could even mash up some mango, some strawberries, some raspberries, whatever, and shake that into your dressing. Kind of, again, depends on your taste buds of what you would like to use. Now, some people will say, well, that takes too much time. And it does take a little extra time. But once you've kind of done your experimenting, decide this is my basic vinaigrette, you can mix up a little bit bigger batch, keep it in your fridge, and have it ready to go whenever. And I should say, we've talked about mixing things up. Some people just sprinkle a little vinegar over their salad, sprinkle a little oil over the salad, again, thinking about those proportions that we talked about, and then sprinkle on a little salt and pepper and toss up the salad, and they're ready to go. So that's another way to do it. Again, it's a very personal kind of thing in terms of what you put in it and how you mix it together, what you would like the best. A classic French vinaigrette, and this makes a very small amount, maybe up to 4 servings, depending on how big a bowl of salad that you're eating. Just a tablespoon of red wine vinegar and 4 tablespoons of the extra virgin olive oil, a little bit of salt, a little bit of pepper, and a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and mix that all up, and away you go. So that's a starting point. If you're going, well, I'd really like to try to make some dressing, but I don't know where to start. Well, there's a basic, easy kind of mixture to start with. And from there, you can just keep on experimenting. Just a bit about, so we add on not just the salad dressing, but about a spice. You might put allspice in your dressing, but you might not. Of course, what do you think of when you think of allspice? So many of us might just think about that is a mixture of cloves and cinnamons and so on, because that's why it's called allspice. Actually, it is a spice on its own, and it grows on a native tree to the West Indies and tropical Central America. And almost all of the allspice we use is going to come from those countries. It is a very fragrant spice. And so, that odor, that's the first thing we kind of think about when we think about herbs and spices. But I first think of it as sort of a sweet spice like cinnamon, but it also can combine with chili and clove and coriander and garlic and mustard and pepper, all of those things that you might be putting in your vinaigrette. Well, whatever. Hopefully, that just kind of nudges your creativity to think about what you're going to put on all those fresh, lovely greens, whether you get them in the grocery store, the farmer's market, or CSA, or from your neighbor. And until next time, here's a thought. Reinvent yourself and as often as you want. Just keep the essence that makes you, you.